have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Drive-In Movies with Hogan and Rudy. As always, continuing our matchup. We got a matchup for you every week. We're not straying. We're not taking a week off. You get one every week. We might be a little late sometimes, but...
We got jobs.
Yeah, we got jobs. We are recording this very late at night, so get ready. We have a sci-fi matchup this week, and they're both relatively recent films within the last 10 years. We are doing Interstellar versus The Martian. So, going into the details on these two movies, let's start with Interstellar. That is from what year?
2014?
2014, yep. You're right. That is directed by Christopher Nolan, written by Christopher Nolan and Jonathan Nolan, his brother. That stars Matthew McConaughey as Cooper, Anne Hathaway as Brand, and Jessica Chastain as middle-aged Murph. There's multiple versions of Murph, so she's the main one, which is middle-aged Murph. That movie also stars Mackenzie Foy, Ellen Burstyn, John Lithgow, Timothy Chalamet, Wes Bentley, Michael Caine, David Gyasi, Casey Affleck, Topher Grace, and Matt Damon. A lot of famous people in that one. That is going up against The Martian from what year?
2015, then.
2015, yep. A year later.
I knew they were a year apart.
That one is directed by Ridley Scott, written by Drew Goddard, and it's based on a novel by Andy Weir. That stars, would you look at this, Matt Damon again, as Mark Watney. It also stars, would you look at that, Jessica Chastain coming in again as Melissa Lewis. They must have saw them in Interstellar, and they're like, you know what? We need them for our space movie, too.
Just keep put it going. Matt Damon in a space suit again.
It also stars Jeff Daniels as Teddy Sanders and Chiwetel Ejiofor. I probably butchered the hell out of that name. I'm so sorry. As Vincent Kapoor. That also stars Kristen Wiig, Kate Mara, Sean Bean, Michael Peña, Sebastian Stan, Axel Henny, Benedict Wong, Mackenzie Davis, and Childish Gambino, Donald Glover himself. Another one with a lot of big names in it. It's a big, big cast movie. Even though, like, 85% of it is just Matt Damon. So I will turn it over to you to go over what these movies were about.
Yeah, The Martian is about Matt Damon counting potatoes and driving around the surface of Mars. And then we have Interstellar, which...
That's it, yeah.
That's about it.
Oh, that's funny.
There's a bit more to it, of course. So, people on Earth are trying to get Matt Damon back because he got stranded on Mars by his crew. There was a storm, and his crew had to depart quickly, and he got taken out. So he got stranded there, and now NASA is trying to figure out a way to bring him back. And then you have Interstellar, which is certainly a bit more complex. It's about an Earth that is deteriorating, and there's been a lot of sandstorms. They can't grow food, and they can't grow food because Matthew McConaughey seems to be running over all the crops in the beginning of the movie, if you remember that.
Oh, I remember it.
And I was like, this is why you don't have any food, because you're running it over. But anyway.
You're chasing a drone.
So he ends up finding out about this secret NASA site, because for some reason, everybody's focused on food, and they kind of like disregarded everything else on this Earth. Nothing else matters. Medical equipment, food, that's all that matters. So he discovers secret NASA, and they send him on a mission through a wormhole to another galaxy to see if there's some habitable planets that other astronauts have gone to that they can try to rescue and see if they can make a new colony and bring the other people from Earth there.
Yep. It's like Wall-E.
It is like Wall-E.
It's like complex adult Wall-E. That's my summary of Interstellar.
I like it.
For yeah, all of you out there, you could take it straight from this podcast. Interstellar is just complex Wall-E. All right, let's talk about let's talk about these categories here. Starting with writing, what did you think about the writing in these two?
Yeah, so it's very different because Interstellar, it's hard to understand. In the beginning, they don't really give a lot about what is happening on the Earth. You kind of have to piece it together. But I think the more and more the movie goes on, you start to realize. So it is like a puzzle building of what's going mm-hmm. on, and then there's other things that happen. But The Martian did not have that aspect. You kind of, it was one story. Matt Damon is stuck on Mars, and then the whole movie is him trying to survive, NASA trying to get him back. It seemed to take more of that space approach. The space movie where, oh no, something bad happened again. And then they go a little further in the story. And then something else happens again. Like Armageddon. But not as bad as Armageddon. Yeah, but it's...
Sure.
I was getting that vibe.
Yeah. Where it's like, come on, really? Everything...
Yeah.
Everything's just going to go as horribly as it can. Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Yeah. But I guess those space movies, they don't really... What else are you going to do? It would be even more boring if they didn't make it catastrophic. Yeah. So they're not going to win either way
yeah.
in my heart.
Sci-fi is not your genre?
No, I guess not.
So I like the puzzle aspect of Interstellar. I like movies that you can jump right in and stuff is happening already. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to feel the need to overly explain what's happening. So, like, kind of picking up, okay, this must be some sort of future Earth that has mm-hmm. been struck by some sort of plague or whatever. And you kind of get that throughout conversations and references that the characters are making. It's not very upfront where it's like, the year is so-and-so. There's been a devastation. Like, you don't have like, a opening paragraph that's trying to explain everything to you. So I like that aspect of it where you're kind of learning what's happening as you're seeing these characters interact in a yeah. way where it feels a little more natural. Because it's almost like it's dropping you right into that point in time, and you're going from there. I do think that Interstellar can get complex-ish. Mm-hmm. Every time I feel like I'm confused, then like maybe 10 minutes later I'm like, oh, okay, I think I know what's going on. Like it never got to the point where I was like, whoa, I have no idea what's happening right now. However, with that being said, I like the writing for the most part in Interstellar. I like the movie pretty much up until the very end, and then I think the writing loses me because I think the writing towards the end kind of almost feels like a M. Night Shyamalan kind of ending. It's not, it's kind of a twist, but it's not really a twist. But it's just got that feeling of like, oh my gosh, like you had me up until this point, and now now you're just kind of getting ridiculous. So that's my biggest critique with that movie. I think the way that they approach the space theme and the purpose of the astronauts going out there, the different astronauts who have gone out beforehand to try to test different planets. I like that concept, and I think that they approach that segment of the movie really intelligently. It can be a little bit slow, but I think the writing does a pretty good job in that aspect. It's just the ending that, man, it almost hurts that whole movie for me. Just that ending it's not my favorite.
Wow.
The Martian, however, I think the writing is really good in The Martian. And I have no background in science whatsoever. So I have no idea if half the stuff they say in that movie actually makes sense or is correct.
But you're like, oh, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
But the way, they explain it, I'm like, oh, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
The Martian, I feel like, even though it's not as complex of a story, they get way more into the science in Martian.
Yeah.
But it's in a way where I feel like the average person can understand what's happening and what they're doing in the movie. And I think that's really cool how they do that, how they're tackling all these different subjects, different pieces and parts of surviving on Mars. But like, just what Matt Damon has to do to preserve life on Mars, try to give as much of a lifespan to himself as he waits for NASA to come up with this plan, and all the science behind what he's doing never really got boring, never got too like, wow, this guy's just talking at me and I have no idea what he's saying. Like, they approached it in a way where you can kind of pick up what he's doing, why he's doing it. And he does it in a way that's like lighthearted and almost comedic sometimes.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, which really made the science-y parts like, wow, this isn't boring because this is actually kind of fun, you know? It's almost like watching one of those old science shows in school, like Magic School Bus, you know? How they tackle...
the OG.
Yeah, they tackle different subjects, but they do it in a fun way. And Martian, while it's not really like childish, they still kind of have that lighthearted approach of explaining what's happening, but not in a way where, again, like I said, they're just talking at you and you're like, sure, whatever, whatever you say. So I think the writing is really good in The Martian. And I think the way that the movie frames itself, where you have Matt Damon on Mars trying to just survive, and then you have NASA back at home trying to figure out, okay, how are they going to bring him home? How are they going to get this to work? I like how it kind of bounces back between the two, because that also helps the movie kind of move along and not really falter in its pace. Like, it doesn't get boring because it keeps bouncing between the two. So it's constantly giving you something new and something else to think about, rather than just Matt Damon walking around Mars for 2 hours. So I appreciate that in the writing as well.
Yeah, Interstellar was more serious take.
Oh, super serious.
Yeah, and then The Martian. So I watched The Martian first, and I've never really... Well, I guess like Armageddon has some comedic aspects, but it's still pretty serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, The Martian was pretty comedic the whole time, even in scenes where like they're about to die. He's still, like, cracking jokes. And it made that movie a lot more lighthearted and fun to watch.
For sure. I always get surprised with movies like that, because pretty much the plot of it is Matt Damon gets stuck on Mars and it's just him and he's got to survive. That sounds incredibly boring to me. Like, if you were just to tell me that plot line, I'd be like, oh, boy. And it's 2 hours and 30 minutes. Oh, man, that's even worse. But I always get surprised with these, because you have, like, The Martian, you have movies like 127 Hours, where it's just James Franco who gets his arm stuck in a rock. You have a movie called Buried with Ryan Reynolds, where it's literally 90 minutes of him buried in a coffin. And there's other movies. Like, Castaway is sort of like that, too, where you have these movies, and you hear the general plot, where it's like, oh, it's just this guy who's stuck for 2 hours, and you're like, wow, that sounds... super boring. And somehow they all always seem to pay it off in a pretty entertaining way. And I think The Martian might honestly be my favorite of all of those. And I think it does the best job of really keeping me entertained. The comedy works for it. The story's fun. The science stuff is interesting to learn. Whether it's accurate or not, I don't know. But I just like... I like everything about the writing in The Martian. I think they do a good job of taking a seemingly boring concept and making it highly entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely. The Martian's getting my point.
Martian's getting my point as well. Interstellar. The Martian. I really want to like Interstellar, the writing specifically, and that ending just It ruins it for me. Honestly,
got a little goofy.
Yeah, it's super cheesy. It's like that cop-out ending where you're like, oh my gosh. Like, I'll suspend some disbelief for the rest of the science fiction stuff, because go through your wormhole, go to all these different planets that are super weird and whatnot. I'm all for it. But that ending's just a little too... Like, really? That's how you're wrapping this up? All right. Whatever. I know there's a lot of people who love Interstellar. And believe me, I wish I did as much as you. But I'm probably giving a little clue as to how this voting's going to go for the rest of the episode. But anyway, Martian gets my point for writing. What do you think about the characters?
We got a lot to go through.
Oh my god, yeah.
I'll start with the Martian.
You get 10 seconds for each character.
Oh gosh, okay, let's go. Matt Damon in The Martian. I have to specify which movie he's in. I actually really like his character in that. I think he does a good job. He has that comedy aspect for someone that is the only person on a planet by himself, has to sustain his, you know, life until... And he comes up with these creative ideas to contact Earth, which I don't understand why they didn't have something to contact Earth, but that's with the writing. Kristen Wiig, I was surprised to see her.
Kind of in a more serious role.
Which I did not expect, and it felt weird.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I don't know. After watching her on SNL and other things. But the crew was fun. Jeff Daniels. He is the, like, head of NASA. I like Jeff Daniels. He does a good job.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a character I really hated in this movie.
No, I think they're all fun, and I liked Chiwetel Ejiofor. I hope that sounded better that time.
That sounds real nice, yeah.
I liked his character along with Benedict Wong. I thought those two guys at NASA, more so than, like, Jeff Daniels and Kristen Wiig, because they were more of the political side of NASA, I guess.
Yeah.
Whereas those two were kind of more of the, all right, how do we figure this out? So I really like their banter back and forth. I liked Donald Glover. His role, while important to the movie, is kind of small. He's got a relatively small part. But I liked his addition when he came into the movie as well. I liked the crew. I thought they were fun. Matt Damon did a really good job of being the lead in that movie and really carrying majority of that film in a way where, again, you go back to that plot line of it's just him on Mars. You think you would get sick of his character. You think like, oh my gosh, we're back to Matt Damon again. He's just walking around. No, the scenes that they show with him are all pretty enjoyable to watch. And I think he does a good job of bringing that kind of lighthearted attitude to the character.
Other Matt Damon in Interstellar.
Asshole.
Yeah, total opposite. And if you've seen Interstellar, you know what we're talking about.
And if you haven't, then you don't.
This character, horrible. There's so many people in this movie. I'm just, like, looking at the list. And, like, I don't even know who to talk about.
His character, horrible. Horrible.
That's my take on it.
Matthew McConaughey does a good job as the lead in Interstellar, but I don't know. Matthew McConaughey is Matthew McConaughey. Just kind of plays.
He was, like, messing with my hearing. He, like, whispers off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to turn up the volume, and then something will explode, and I'm like, ah!
Or the music gets real loud.
Yes, and you're like, well, maybe if you didn't whisper, I wouldn't have to turn up my volume.
You have Anne Hathaway, who I don't think this was her best role. I think her acting was a little cheesy.
She cried a lot.
She cried a lot.
And she was on this mission and had not the best intentions. She was going for one specific person.
She had good intentions that were superseded by other motives. And that whole scene in the writing, too, is just, oh my gosh, it's so cheesy. It's so cheesy. This movie's so cheesy, and I don't want it to be.
Oh, gosh.
I'm, like, mad at myself for...
For not liking
not
it?
Not liking it. Yes, I am. Okay. Back to the characters, though. Jessica Chastain, she does a good job.
Of course.
I think a lot of the supporting cast is good. You have a lot of relatively big names, like Wes Bentley, Casey Affleck, Topher Grace, and Matt Damon, and even John Lithgow, who are, like, very small roles in this movie.
Very. Mm-hmm.
Like, why did you feel the need to be in this for, like, two lines?
Right.
Oh, Matt Damon has a little bit of a bigger part, but it's weird. I don't know. I don't understand it. But they do a good job. I mean, maybe they're like, we need the best person for these two lines. So let's get the highest profile actors we could find for these
minor
roles.
Yeah, we have a big budget
roles.
To blow.
Yeah, let's just blow all this money on all these famous people.
You have young Timothy Chalamet.
Young Timothy Chalamet, yeah.
He does fine.
Michael Caine is in there.
Oh, anything Michael Caine. But I don't think this was my favorite of his roles.
No.
I think he was a very, like, subtle character.
I think my favorite character in these movies were the two robots.
I didn't like the way the robots looked in Interstellar.
Mm,
they looked like they came out of, like, Minecraft or something.
Yeah. The first time you see the robots, I'm like, eh. The only time I thought they were cool was when they were on the water planet. And the one
rolling,
had to,
right?
Yeah, the one had to go save Anne Hathaway, and all of a sudden, like, it split into, like, four pieces and started rolling. I was like, ooh, that's cool. But other than that, their designs are kind of boring. But I like their characters. I thought they were fun. Yeah, the rest of the characters, Matthew McConaughey, meh. I like the supporting cast a lot more in The Martian. And I thought Matt Damon did a better job of being a more personable, relatively relatable lead character that you could really find yourself getting connected to.
For sure.
So The Martian gets my point for characters.
Yeah, I'm with you. The Martian.
Let's talk about music.
I really like the score and disco music in The Martian. It was a pretty relaxing movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he would be driving in that Mars rover, and they'd be playing this nice score, and you're like, oh, I could fall asleep to that soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if I'm ever tired, or I can't sleep, I'm gonna put on the Martian soundtrack. But then there was a disco music, which made it fun.
Yeah.
Interstellar didn't really have anything like that. It was because it was more serious.
Mm-hmm.
The score was, like, spacey, which is fine. It works. But I think I gravitated more towards the Martians.
Whoa,
soundtrack.
I like that.
Wow, look at that. I found my pun for the
episode.
Yeah.
You gotta have one for every episode.
I have to figure it out now.
I actually like the score more in Interstellar, actually.
Okay.
I think it's probably one of the highlights of that movie. I do like the score in The Martian. The disco music is fun. I mean, you have a lot of disco music that they poke fun at during the movie. And then you have, like, David Bowie's got a song in there. So it has a good soundtrack and score in The Martian. However, I think I noticed the music more in Interstellar, at least the score part. And I thought that score did a really good job of bringing out the emotional aspect of Interstellar. Like, I think it added to the movie-watching experience of the movie rather than just kind of being in the background. Where The Martian, I think the disco music added because they referenced it and poked fun at
sure.
it. So it did a good transition of what he was dealing with on Mars, and then it transitioned into the general background music of the movie. But the score itself, I don't think ever really got to that point where I was like, oh man, this score is really, like, enhancing what's happening
sure.
in this movie right now, where I think Interstellar did a better job of utilizing the music to its advantage. So I will give it to Interstellar.
Wow.
Yeah, 1 point.
We're split on that one.
What do you think about the tech aspect?
So it was pretty cool. I did feel like I was on Mars in The Martian.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of just the same kind of set. Mars, NASA. Mars, yeah. NASA.
Yep.
I think Interstellar did a really good job of different planets, kind of portraying what different planets would be like. The wormhole, the spaceships, the dust storm. Like, there was a lot to it. And I think they did a good job with all of that.
Yeah. I think the editing in The Martian is really good, going back and forth between Mars and NASA,
sure.
Splitting between different characters. And then also, it kind of helped with some of the comedic timing, too, where I feel like the editing helped make a lot of those jokes funny, the way that they cut it together. The special effects are really good in The Martian. Like you said, the way that they showed Mars, I thought was really cool, and they did a good job of not making it look like a green screen or not a whole lot of CGI, at least from what I could tell in that movie. But I do agree with you. I think Interstellar is probably one of the most beautiful movies I've ever watched.
Okay.
Like, it is visually incredible to watch that movie. If only the story was better. But I think along with the music, I think the thing that really makes Interstellar shine is just the cinematography, the visual effects, the way that they not only present space, but like you said, kind of back on Earth, kind of portraying that dust-ridden planet where mm-hmm. everything's starting to die, food is starting to become scarce. You kind of almost get, it's not really post-apocalyptic because it's just apocalyptic. Like, it's not post the apocalypse, it's like during. And it kind of does a good job of making it feel like that. So I think the tech is utilized a lot more in Interstellar than The Martian. Even though I think it's still good in The Martian, Interstellar just kind of goes above and beyond what it uses to really bring that movie to life.
Just all the thought, too, that they put into it, the different concepts of, like, going to sleep. Mm-hmm. You, like, basically get into a body bag and then, like, go in the water in this chamber thing.
Yep.
And it's like, that's not something I, like, some usually movies, you, mm-hmm. yeah, usually you see people, like, go in and then, like, the steam comes down and then they're, like, frozen.
Mm-hmm.
This was a different take on it. But they have things like that throughout the whole movie.
So, Interstellar on that one?
Yeah, Interstellar. I almost forgot, like, which one I liked more.
I was like,
this is what happens when it's late.
So,
which movies are we?
I'm tied right now, 2-2.
You are.
You're 3-1. So which movie did you enjoy more?
Enjoyment? It has to go to The Martian. It was a little shorter, easier to watch. I enjoyed the comedy aspect. I think Matt Damon did a good job. I liked all the characters. I'm going to give it that great seal. I liked it.
Oh, a great I've never seal. Seen
it. I'm going to give it a great
seal. The beginning seal. Of this episode, I thought you weren't going to like either one of these.
No.
But this one's getting a great seal.
I liked it. Yeah, yeah. I would definitely own it. Interstellar. Yeah, it was good, but it was just a little too much. A little too long. But it was still a good movie. I would suggest watching it for sure.
All right. I think people already know which way I'm going to vote. I enjoy The Martian more. I think that movie is a fun watch. It does have, like you said, it has those kind of, everything wrong is anything that can go wrong will element to it. But I think it helps that a lot of it, they play off not like jokey, like it's not all just jokes, and it's not like a spoof or anything.
Sure.
they just approach it very lighthearted. Whereas movies like Armageddon or even Interstellar, we got through that crisis. No, now the airlock's broken. Oh, and then you spend like 10 minutes where it's like, oh no, are they going to make it? The Martian has some elements of that, but it's not super dramatic all the time, which I think helps when it does do that thing.
Right.
The characters are all enjoyable. The story's pretty good. Like I said, the science aspect of it is really interesting. I don't know. It's a 2.5 hour movie, maybe just shy of 2.5 hours.
Sure.
But it doesn't feel that long when you're watching it. I think it flows by pretty nice. And you just feel so, I don't know, happy at the end of that movie. I don't know why. Like, it's one of those fun movies to watch. And I think everyone should give it a chance if they haven't seen it. I would also give it a great movie. I think The Martian, I'm not the biggest fan of sci-fi specifically. There's some movies that I really love, and there's some movies that I'm like, oh my god, I can't make it through this. And The Martian might be probably my favorite sci-fi movie of the last 10 years or so. Now I'm going to have to go through all the sci-fi movies.
Yeah,
the
last now 10 you years have to like double like check it.
Ooh, actually. but as I'm thinking right now, I think it's probably, if it's not my favorite, it's one of my favorites of the last 10 years. And I really, really, really wish I could say the same about Interstellar. So, I love Christopher Nolan. He's one of my favorite directors, if not my favorite director. And when this movie came out, I was so excited to see it. I went to the theater, and I was getting into the movie. I think majority of the movie is good. It's like 2 hours and 50 minutes or something like that. And I think two hours and 37 minutes of it is relatively good. That end, though, oh man, terrible, terrible ending. Terrible ending. I am saying it right now. The ending is the worst ending in a Christopher Nolan movie. I hate it. I hate the ending so much. And having seen it in the theater when it first came out, I hated the ending. And I was like, wow, I'm really disappointed in this movie because I hated the ending. And I have not watch this movie since that time.
Wow.
And I always look at it, I'm like, I gotta give it a second chance. Like, maybe I was just tired. Maybe it was just too long of a movie, and by the time it got to the end, I was like, really, that's how you're ending this? I just spent 3 hours watching this, and that's how it's gonna end? And so I've been contemplating, like, year over year over year, I'm gonna rewatch Interstellar. Now I'm gonna rewatch Interstellar. We're finally gonna watch Interstellar. And I just never get to that point, because every time I go to put it in, I'm like, do I really want to watch it again? And I always like talk myself out of it. So then I was like, I'm putting it on the podcast.
Yeah,
that way I have to watch it, and I'm gonna give it a second chance, because maybe all of my preconceptions about how much the ending was terrible maybe are unjustified, because maybe I wasn't paying attention. Maybe it was just too long. Maybe I just wasn't in the mood for a movie when I went and saw it. You know, whatever the reasons were. And I'm mad. I'm mad because I think I think my prior self is still right. I still hate the ending. And I want to love this movie, and I just don't. I just don't. It's probably one of my least favorite Christopher Nolans, just because it's so cheesy. It's so cheesy. It's incredibly cheesy. And the ending, I don't know. Maybe I just don't get it, because part of me doesn't. And I think the way that they rate the ending, it almost feels like maybe they don't understand either. So they're just like, yeah, it'll end like this. It does not make sense to me. And it's stupid. And it's the most cop-out ending. It's not the most cop-out ending, but it feels like the most cop-out ending to me, because I wanted so much more from it.
Yeah.
So that's my long rant about Interstellar. It doesn't get a trash... It's not a trash movie at all.
No. Oh, no.
It's just personally a heartbreak for me.
Watch them both.
Watch them both. Let us know what you think.
Leave us a review on Apple. or Spotify now. You can review on Spotify. I think you can leave stars.
Ooh.
Give us 5.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.